like to introduce now Hugh Jordan for our musical interlude. Hugh's a fellow Glaswegian. I heard him sing about 20 years ago and have great memories of that night. So I'm sure you're in for a treat. So Hugh, take it away.
Thank you. Thank you, Graham. Yes, Graham and I are from Glasgow, and we also have another interest, and that is Scottish football. You may know Graham's a Rangers fan, and I am not. I always remember when I first came to Ireland, I played in Dublin, and I actually was a guitar player, but I developed a problem with my pinky fairly recently, so I had to dumb down a bit and learn to play the ukulele. But I remember being in Dublin, and I walked onto the stage, this place called the Bagot Inn in Bagot Street, and I said, my name's Hugh Jordan, and I'm from Glasgow. And the guy shouts out, "Glasgow, that's famous for whores and footballers." I said, "My mother came from Glasgow." He says, "Which team did she play for?" So I get interested in the ukulele, mostly because I had heard Joe Brown, the guitar player, singing a song called "I'll See You in My Dreams," and it was for his friend George Harrison of the Beatles, who had died. And then I found out a bit more that both George and Joe Brown were ukulele players, as was Paul McCartney. So apparently all kind of good guitar players become ukulele players as well. And so I started listening to stuff on YouTube and all that you can do now, and I heard George and Paul McCartney playing together. It was fabulous ukulele playing. So I've got a couple of songs for you here I'm going to play. My first one I'll play, strangely enough, is a Paul McCartney song. And George, I'll take this out in case it goes off. Paul McCartney was very influenced by his father's record collection, which was stuff in the 1930s and 40s and music like that. So this song suits the ukulele. It's a song called "I Will," and I'm sure you'll know it.
Who knows how long I've loved you? You know I love you still. I will wait a lonely lifetime. If you want me to, I will. And if when I first met you, with all my heart, I love you whenever we're together, love you when we're apart. And when at last I find you, your song will fill the air, sing it loud so I can't hear you, make it easy to be near you. All the things you do and be to me, I know I will. Can't hear you, make it easy to be near you, all the things
is Paul's version of I Will. I was going to do another song. I kind of developed an interest in the ukulele to go with Robert Burns' song, so it's kind of unusual to play Burns on the ukulele, but it actually works. Well, I think it works. And this is quite a famous Burns song, certainly in Scotland. It's a song called A Fond Kiss, and it's about a great love affair that Robert Burns had. When he left Ayrshire, as his stuff was being published, he moved to Edinburgh, and he was a sort of superstar in his day in Edinburgh, and he was immensely popular, and a young Walter Scott met him and things like that. But he had a love affair with a woman called Nancy McElhose, and Glasgow University, in possession of these great love letters between both of them, he called her Clarinda, and she called him Sylvander, and these letters that are still in existence in Glasgow. But Mrs. McElhose, as she was estranged from her husband, who had a plantation in the West Indies. And after a while, she told Burns she was going back to her husband to see if they could make a go of her marriage. And Burns was devastated. And the last time they met, he gave her this song, which I'll tell you a wee bit more about in a minute. So Nancy McElhose goes back to the West Indies and found out that her husband from Glasgow had taken up with one of the slaves on the plantation, and he was no longer interested in her. So she came back to Scotland, but when she got back, she inquired about Burns, and he had died. So it's a sad story. But the interesting thing about this song is the tune that is on it is not the original tune. So Burns never heard this song in this version. It's also in a film called A Love Divided, about a thing in Ireland in the 1950s and down south. A fond kiss, and then we sever. A farewell, alas, forever. Deep in heart-wrung tears, I pledge thee. Warring sighs and groans, I'll wage thee. Had we never loved, say blindly, had we never loved, say kindly, never met or never parted, we would ne'er be broken hearted. Fare thee well, thou first and fairest. Fare thee well, thou best and dearest. Thine be ilka joy and treasure, peace and enjoyment, love and pleasure.
and then we sever. A farewell, alas, forever. Deep in heartrung tears, I pledge thee. Warring sighs and groans I'll wage thee.
Songs here. I used to do a song every week for the BBC in a programme here, a programme called Talkback, and it's a radio programme between 12 and 1. So I used to have to write a tropical song, and this song is from that era. Just check the tune on it. So I had been reading an article in the Sunday Tribune newspaper, which is no longer there, and it was saying that there were over 300,000 Freemasons living in Ireland. So I was quite intrigued with this, and I thought, well, I can't all be in the RUC because there wasn't that many there. So I decided to write a song about Freemasonry, and this was it. So this is the only song. I don't know how you feel about joining in a chorus or anything, but this is a song you can actually join in without singing. It's a song called Wiggle Your Thumbs If You're a Mason. And I guess in the chorus, if you want to wiggle your thumbs, feel free to do so. You roll your trousers up, you put your apron on, you join the brotherhood because it's lots of fun. Learn the funny handshake that'll give you clout, and that's what it's all about. Here's the chorus. Wiggle your thumbs if you're a mason. You're not dumb if you're a mason. Profits come if you're a mason. And that's what it's all about. Have you got it? Wiggle your thumbs if you're a mason. That's right. You're not dumb if you're a mason. Profits come if you're a mason. Too much to drink, you drove your car too fast, you never even noticed that red light you passed. You knocked a fella down, but your case looks good, because the prosecuting counsel, he's in the brotherhood. Wiggle your thumbs if you're a mason. You're not dumb if you're a mason. Profits come if you're a mason. And that's what it's all about. When you come to court, the boys will soon see sense. A nice policeman giving evidence. I never saw a thing, me lad, PC pod will lie. Justice has been done, his lordship will reply. Just wiggle your thumbs if you're a mason. You're not dumb if you're a mason. Profits come if you're a mason. And that's what it's all about. They send your tender in, they send your contract out. In, out, in, out, there's never any doubt. Business must be business, nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Your aftershave is lovely, but your morals kinda stink. Oh, wiggle your thumbs, you're a mason. You're not dumb if you're a mason. Profits come if you're a mason. And that's what it's all about. This verse is a wee bit dated, but it deals with an incident that happened in London. Blackfriars Bridge. Robert Calvi was a man of hope. He made a lot of money being banker to the Pope. He fell into the river and
knowing heaven cry, but the brotherhood makes sure he hung up too dry. Wiggle your thumbs if you're a mason. You're not dumb if you're a mason. Prophets come if you're a mason. And that's what it's all about. Wherever power lies, that's where the brotherhood will be. Army generals, lawyers, and producers on TV. Newspaper owners and politicians too. All make sure the brotherhood is watching you. Just wiggle your thumbs if you're a mason. You're not dumb if you're a mason. Prophets come if you're a mason. And that's what it's all about. And that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about.
Thank you. Thank you very much. This next song I'll just keep on the banjo. Stealing tunes for songs, and coming from Glasgow, I used to listen to Lonnie Donegan when I was first learning to play, and he came from Glasgow, though you wouldn't know by his accent. His real name was Tony Donegan, Anthony Donegan, but he used to do an old Huddy Ledbetter song, "Have a drink, have a drink, have a drink on me. Everybody have a drink on me." Well, stole that tune for this song. This is a song about a famous book moving in academic circles that caused a controversy in the courts in London, a book called Lady Chatterley's Lover. And the reason I always liked doing this song in Belfast was many years ago I did a wee thing called Poets and Pints, where I played a few songs and some poets did some of their work. And one of them was John Hewitt. And John Hewitt was quite blind by that time, but he knew me, not mostly because of my accent, but he liked this song. And I like the fact that he liked it. So I'll do it for you now. It's a song called Lady Chat, and tells the story of Lady Chatterley. Second start of love was she. Hey, hey, coolly Lady Chat. Good Sir Clifford was her man. He got shot in the war and he couldn't stand. Hey, hey, watch out Lady Chat. Gamekeeper Mellor was a crook. I doubt that he has read the book. Hey, hey, watch out Lady Chat. Come in, we'll have a wee chat. Hey, hey, watch out, Lady Chat. Readers of the Bruins will understand the next verse of this. He took her into his button bed. He can read, but they didn't page 110. Hey, hey, bad wee Lady Chat. When the good Sir Clifford of this tale heard, he called his wife a four-letter word. Dig it yourself. Hey, hey, that was the end of that. Da 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 cha cha. Put a couple of wee songs out. Ah, yeah. Yeah. I'll do a song I wrote a long time ago now. Song that for a documentary on the BBC about Scotland and Ireland and the links between the two. And I was intrigued with the fact that every day, which is still the case today, from Gorbals Cross, just in the south side of the city, near the city centre, you can get a bus every day at 8 o'clock and it'll drop you off in Gidor in West Donegal that evening. And in the summer, this journey goes on every day. In the winter, two buses a day, two coaches. And in the summer, there's as many as 10 buses a day. And it just shows you the links between West Donegal and Glasgow. And I was intrigued with the fact that people could live in the high flats and tenements of Glasgow and be equally at home in the rural countryside of West Donegal, where Gaelic would be the spoken language. And so I wrote a song for the documentary called The Road to Donegal, and it was quite popular on a series here called Home Truths. And it's just about being a kid in Glasgow of Donegal descent, and you're looking forward to going back to Donegal. So that's what this song is about. With the coming of the summer, there's a longing in my heart. Time seems slow and passing, and I can't wait to start. Watch the children gather, as we all did before.
Oh,
trace of red from a tugboat by the harbor as the man back is dropping on down. This sea mantis just awaited. Bet you Maggie, he's back in town. And on a sidewalk Sunday morning, don't you know, there's a body and losing life. Someone sneaking round the corner. Could that someone be Mac the Knife?
James Taylor, and it's a song called Will You Go, Lassie Go, well known in Belfast. However, I have to let you into my theory on the song. In Belfast, it's credited by, been written by the McPeaks. However, I don't know if you know this, Graham, there's a song in Scotland called The Braes Ó Balquidde, written by Robert Tannahill, a poet from the Weaver poet from Paisley. And I suggest you look at the words and melody of it. It bears an uncanny resemblance. However, I'm sure Mr. McPeak did very well out of publishing the song that became world famous. But I mean, I've written a lot of songs in my day. Nobody just writes one song and it becomes world famous, you know. Anyway, it's a lovely song.
I love wine. All the flowers of the mountain. There you go, I see you go. And we'll all go together to pull away.
Thank you.